Back in 2016, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice was elected as a Democrat. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin endorsed the coal mine owner's bid for the governor's mansion. Now, Jim Justice is a Republican, and he's going after Manchin's Senate seat in 2024. NPR's Dave Mistich has more on how this interesting race will help decide control of the Senate.
In announcing his run for Senate, Jim Justice addressed the crowd gathered at his lavish Greenbrier resort with a line he's repeated to West Virginians for years.
Too many politicians today want something for them, and I've never wanted anything.
Justice, whose campaign did not respond to NPR's request for an interview, was once listed by Forbes magazine as a billionaire. In the political arena, he's framed himself as folksy, and he's leaned into an unconventional approach. He once unveiled a platter of bull manure while announcing a budget veto. And he had a public spat with actress Bette Midler after she called the state poor, illiterate, and strung out. Her comments were initially directed at Joe Manchin, but in a State of the State address, Justice held up his bulldog and told Midler to kiss the dog's, quote, hiney. He mentioned the feud just last month while announcing his Senate campaign.
For God's sakes of living, you know I'm different. Anybody that would hold up a bulldog's behind to the camera to stay the state for Bette Midler absolutely will just about do anything.
27-year-old Kennedy Roberts of Morgantown says Justice's penchant for improvised parables, colloquialisms, and other antics plays well with him.
If this were someone who you sensed dishonesty in, it would come off as performative. But it's not so much performative as it is theatrical. There is an honesty behind it.
While he has the support of many West Virginians, including Roberts, there have been many scandals clouding his time in office. In 2016, an NPR investigation showed Justice's companies owed millions in unpaid taxes and mine fines. And there's been other legal troubles. A Democratic state lawmaker sued Justice to get him to abide by the state constitution and reside in the state capital of Charleston. While in office, Justice announced he and state officials he'd appointed had reached a deal to clear his tax debts, though no details were released. The residency suit was dismissed, with Justice agreeing to live in the governor's mansion after being ordered to do so by the state Supreme Court. More recently, lenders have taken his businesses to court over allegations of unpaid debts. Justice's son, who oversees these businesses, says they have a path to pay off these loans, but have been unable to reach an agreement with the lender. Back in Morgantown, Robert says these legal issues don't concern him.
I couldn't really even tell you, other than in broad generalities, what exactly the accusations are against Governor Justice.
During the pandemic, Justice captured residents' attention through regular briefings, reading the ages and home counties of every person who died of COVID. He made note of it as he kicked off his Senate campaign.
This state didn't shut down. We made the right decisions. We made the right decisions to protect our counties and on and on and on.
Over the course of his two terms as governor, Justice has tackled some top conservative priorities. He signed a near-total ban on abortion, a ban on gender-affirming care for minors, a bill that allows guns on university campuses, and big cuts to the state's personal income tax. In terms of his Senate race, Justice recently tweeted that securing the southern border would be his top priority. West Virginia House Speaker Roger Hanshaw says Justice has approached the governor's office the same way he oversees his sprawling business ventures.
What he excels at and what he likes to do is talk in terms of philosophy and general approach and overall concept, and then leave it to the legislators and his staff to really formulate the specific policies.
Despite the GOP's dominance in West Virginia, Hanshaw, a Republican, says he wouldn't count out Manchin, who plays a key role with Democrats holding a slim majority in the Senate.
No one's ever made any money betting against Joe Manchin in politics. And if he decides that he's going to be in the race, that will be a competitive race.
But before Justice might get a chance to take on Manchin, he'll have to win a primary that includes Congressman Alex Mooney. And the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is suing Justice for not releasing his schedule as governor under a public records request. Justice's office says his schedule only exists in draft form. West Virginia University political science professor Sam Workman says former President Donald Trump will likely be another factor as Justice and Mooney seek Trump's endorsement.
And how much that matters is anybody's guess, but if it's going to matter anywhere post-midterms, it's going to be here in this state.
Manchin has yet to announce his plans for 2024, but as Justice announced his Senate campaign, Manchin put out a confident statement promising he'll win any race he enters. Dave Mistich, NPR News, Morgantown, West Virginia.
And today on our podcast, Here and Now, Anytime, pediatricians have long known that the early experiences of babies and toddlers can impact their brain development. Now researchers are discovering how influential those experiences are to the body.
We haven't paid much attention in the policy world and programs to the fact that all these biological systems, the immune system, the metabolic system, respiratory systems, they are all just like the brain. They're all interconnected with each other. They're all reading the environment.
That's Dr. Jack Schoenkopf of Harvard University. Hear him wherever you get your podcasts on Here and Now Anytime.